Hello and welcome to the I Discover interview series with Gal Stiglitz, the founder, CEO and chief of philosophy at I Discover 360. I Discover's mission is to enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful and inspiring lives. They design and deliver cutting edge personal development solutions for individuals, teams and businesses to help them make the most out of their human potential. These calls are just a taster of the content that's available. Today's question is how to think about career fulfillment in the 21st century. Gal, over to you.
Thank you, Nick. So to answer your question, I'm going to break it into two. Let's talk first about career fulfillment, and then we'll talk about the 21st century. So career fulfillment, you know, Nick, one of the things that is astonishing for me is not how many people are not fulfilled in their careers, unsatisfied with their work today. But what is astonishing to me, because the number is astonishing for itself, like you'll be surprised how many. But what is astonishing for me is not how many people are unfulfilled in their careers. What is astonishing for me is how many people are expecting to be fulfilled in their careers when they don't even know who they are. Because how can you generate, think about it, how can you generate fulfillment if you don't know? How can you navigate your life, navigate your career into something that is meaningful to you if you don't know who you are and what's meaningful to you in a way that you can articulate it clearly? In the way that it's clear to you. So I would say the first thing and the most important thing is to map your internal world, get to know yourself to the degree that you can say clearly and communicate clearly to yourself and others who you are and what you're up to. So that's the first thing, and I'm not going to go into the technicality. There are many, many different ways how to do that. But that's something that, we have a methodology of our own in iDiscover, how we do it, how we map the internal world. But that's, I would say, it's the first and most important thing. I think on top of it, you want to, in order to generate fulfillment, career fulfillment in general, you want to be clear to yourself. Once you are clear about your internal world, you want to be clear for yourself. Okay, so almost like what game are you playing and what position in the game are you playing? Because it's going to be difficult if you're not clear for yourself on how you're basically creating value. So the first step is to know who you are and to know your internal world and to know what's meaningful to you. Then you have to translate it into some form of creating value to the world, which means basically that you need to understand, what is the game and what is the position in the game that you can generate the most value, that is most, meaningful to you, and you can generate the most value. Because the better you become in this game, the more you can generate value, and the more you will stand out. So that's the second thing I would say for career fulfillment. And the third thing that I want to say about it is related to the 21st century. The 21st century, we live in a life today that life is changing faster than ever before. And within it, also the job market, it's constantly changing. If you're not going to be a person that generate a level of self-awareness to a degree that you are adaptable and agile, it's not going to work. The important skill for the 21st century to generate fulfillment in the 21st century is to have this agility, to have this ability to reinvent yourself whilst you're still faithful to who you are internally. So you will not be able, what I'm trying to say, you will not be able to reinvent yourself if you don't know who you are.
It comes back to who you are.
Comes back to who you are, because the only way you will be able to reinvent yourself in a way that is fulfilling to you is if you know and mapped your internal world. If you know that and you have AQ, adaptability to the degrees that is required, then I'm not worried about you for the 21st century and your career fulfillment.
Okay, and I guess as a sort of wrap to this, these are short calls, a taster. If someone was to go away and have two or three questions to go away and maybe put pen to paper on to map their internal world, I know there's a very deep set of questions for you to go into, but just for people to get started, to see where they are now, what would be those two or three questions you might give to them? What is your internal world? What two or three questions would you give people to answer?
Well, the thing is that you want to consider that you lived long enough to accumulate a lot of data about who you are. The questions that are really, really helpful is the questions that help you to identify the data that really matter. Like what I'm basically saying, you have to find patterns. Patterns that help you to start and map your internal world. For example, to find the pattern, you can ask yourself, all the times in my life that I felt that I was in my element, what was the specific action that I did at that moment where I felt completely in my element? So if you start to scan your memory and scan different times of your life and start to identify those, and then you start to link them and see what these actions have in common, something interesting will surface. But that's one out of many different questions that we ask. Just as an example.
I think that's a very interesting question for anyone to answer. And these calls are just tasters. And we're just scratching the surface here of what you do at iDiscover. And I think if anybody that's out there listening, what are the rest of the questions? How do I find out more? The first port of call is the website, which is iDiscover360.com. But people can also register for a 30-minute call with one of your trained coaches. And I wonder if you could just very quickly explain, what are the benefits of people getting onto one of these? These are free calls with one of your trained coaches. What would they experience on one of these calls?
Well, these calls are designed to provide clarity about where you are and what can be a really wise, powerful and effective way to help you develop yourself. You don't need to commit to anything, but already the feedback you will get in the call is, you know, where will be wise for you to focus your attention, to focus your development on. I think on its own, already to get this kind of feedback, it's really valuable.
It sounds very valuable. And for anyone listening, to register for one of these free calls, just go to iDiscover360.com and there will be instructions on that homepage. Gal, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.